Okay.
We're talking bad ride experiences on the show.
No, not that it's going to happen at the Gold Coast show. It's fantastic. It's going to be a huge show this weekend on, this Friday show day and then Saturday and Sunday as well. Get down there. It's going to be massive. But just those times you go on a ride and sometimes you might have thought, you know what? I did it 10 years ago. Surely I can do it now. And your stomach just doesn't handle it.
No.
Maybe your body. Maybe you get sick on the merry-go-round. I don't know.
You know, as a kid, you're fine. And then you have that hiatus from rides until you have kids again.
Mm. Yeah.
And then it all happens again, and that's when you realise, isn't it? We've got Kelly in Palm Beach. What's your bad, yucky ride experience, Kel?
Well, it wasn't sort of anyone throwing up or whatever. I was working at a theme park. And we had one of the rides break down, and being like one of the managers, we had to go and help evacuate. And I had a skirt on, and my skirt split from the little, you know, thing you have right up to the zipper part, and I had a G-string on.
Oh, Kelly, uh-oh.
So everyone was pretty happy to...
Spider.
Yeah.
The G-banger was not a ride.
No, I know. And I had one of the guests give me their jumper so I could tie it around my waist and, yeah.
I thought you were going to say that one of the guests gave you their number.
Hey, Kelly, thanks so much for your call.
Charles in Kingscliff. All right, let's set you back. You were in Sydney at Wonderland. And what was the name of this ride?
It was called The Demon.
Oh, this can't be good.
I've been on The Demon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell us.
It doesn't even sound great.
No.
Yes. And anyway, it had a, you got strapped in, or your head got strapped in, and it had a corkscrew in it, and it went through a corkscrew, then vertical, and then it did the whole thing backwards, in reverse, so when you got off, your head needed, your neck needed therapy. But what I thought, I did it about 8 times in a row because you were young and you the adrenaline and the exhilaration of the ride, you know, just blew you away. So you kept going back for more even though your neck was stuffed.
Well, you've only got to pay the chiropractor once, though, don't you, Charles?
Yeah, that's right.
He's only been pain since his teenage years.
Hell of a ride, but I wouldn't be able to do it now.
It's probably illegal now.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore. Wonderland closed down in Sydney. They sold it off.
Really?
There you go.
Because of that.
Yeah, Mickey the Bricky. What ride, worst ride experience?
Mate, you know me, Spider.
Yeah.
Big, tall, strong.
Handsome.
Well, this isn't a classified, but anyway.
This isn't Radio Tinder, mate.
Stay modest. Stay modest.
Swipe to the left.
A roller coaster got me. A lousy roller coaster.
Oh, no.
Threw me around like a rag doll and just rough as guts. And then I was on, when I got off, I was on painkillers for a day and a night. I must have had about 24 of them.
Well, you get to say, they're not built. Yeah, you look at how they're
put
together.
They're not built for handsome men, is that what you're trying to say?
The way they're put together, they're pretty rough.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. All right, well, keep listening, Mickey, because we've got your chance to get along to the Gold Coast show, a VIP experience to give away on the show coming up before 9.
And ride tickets too.
Yeah, and ride
tickets. That's included.
Right.
It's all included. Panadol's on you.